This was
from a room next to my bathroom in my basement. This is My Worst Holiday, a podcast about your worst wedding, your worst funeral, worst date, worst bachelor party, bachelorette party, or party for that matter, or whatever went off the rails and was funny after the fact. I want to hear the story. So does Jay. And today we have a very special guest. We have Blizzard, the Wizard, and Eli Podcast. Say hello, Eli.
What's going on, people? How are you guys doing?
I am so excited for this. I've been waiting on, you know, in general, he'll come up and I'm like, who? And he's like, you got to listen to this one. I'm like, oh, all right, because I'm not a, I listen to the same podcast and I have enough that I can't. So I put yours on and it has comics and a cat.
You're scratching every itch this morning.
If you'd have mentioned Game of Thrones.
I think he just wiped off before he came back on out here.
Yeah, because, but though I'm lazy and I like waiting for the graphic novels and, you know, where they put all the stories in a bunch so I don't have to wait.
And yeah, that's good. I mean, I do that sometimes when I'm trying to catch up on them, but I don't know, I get impatient. I like to read them as they come out, the stories. Some of them, you got to read them as a whole because there's just so much stuff.
Walking
like the
Dead.
The monthly ones, I forget what happens.
Phil Madsen's with us?
Hey, Phil.
Huh? Hey,
Phil. Yeah, my buddy Phil. I read the Walking Dead compendiums, and I've gotten like four episodes in past where it ended, and I just can't watch it because it sucks so bad compared to the comic. Like, I don't want to watch this shit.
Oh, man, you're one of those people that are like, the literature is better than the films.
No. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'll watch, and I like the movie. You know, and I'm pretty good at separating it in my brain, the movie from the book, because you can only put so much in a movie.
Oh, don't confuse him. He is a douchebag.
I am a douchebag. I got in a big argument this week, though, about some guy who hadn't seen the movie It was telling me how bad it was.
Oh, really?
Because his buddy told him. I'm like, no, this version's really
good.
That's
like going off Rotten Tomatoes. Oh. Rotten Tomatoes is the fucking worst review form I've ever seen, and everybody's like sucking its dick. Oh, did you see what Rotten Tomatoes said about it?
Well, it's because they're wrong. You generally go off the people. I always go off what the people have to say about it.
Yeah, not Rotten Tomatoes.
And I'm the world, you know, I've seen some horrible movies, and I'm like, well, it was okay.
Not me.
No.
They've all been good.
And what about It, the first one?
Oh, the series. The book was awful.
The book was
great. I'd rather watch that fucking movie than read that book ever again. If I was stranded on an island and I had my choice between the two, I'm choosing the movie with Harry
I'm excited
Anderson.
That they finally figured out how to get Stephen King right, because a lot of his early stuff was just butchered. Though I really like The Shining, and he's very disappointed in it.
Mm. Oh, well, what can you do? What about yours? What's your favorite King or disfavorite King, or how do you feel about King?
Stephen King?
Yes.
Or Martin Luther, either one.
Martin Luther, either one, yeah.
Yeah, Tabitha King, I read one of her books.
I've never heard.
That's his wife.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Huh. It was pretty good, the book I read.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm more of a comic book reader than like serious book stuff, so I haven't really read much of Stephen King's stuff. And I know It was like a movie. I'm a scaredy cat, though, and I do say he's like a lot of cat puns, but scaredy cat.
He's a scaredy cat.
I'm not a poor dude.
But you said that Spider-Man's your favorite character, so that makes you okay in my book.
Yeah, Spider-Man's the best, and I really did like the new movie. I know you guys were talking about Spider-Man a couple of episodes ago. I like Tom Holland's portrayal of him. They had to change some stuff, obviously, for the movies, like giving him a kid who knows his identity. Just because, like, in the comics, it's so much like inner monologue stuff. That doesn't play well in movies.
And that's the end of the interview, because that movie
sucks. That was a smart
movie. Bye, everybody. No, I was not a fan of it, and I just watched it. I'm not a fan of it. My problem with Spider-Man, my biggest problem, is he's in about 15 different universes, and I can't keep track of them. I can barely keep track of what Peter Parker was up to, and I know that Gwen Stacy was hotter than Mary Jane, but he somehow ended up with Mary Jane. But he's not going to go wrong with either one, because he's a nerd and shouldn't be with either of them. I find that the most unbelievable part about Spider-Man. I can believe a man with eight arms. I can't believe that he's banging Mary Jane.
It's a comic book. You know, they got to give him some.
Yeah, he needs something. He needs something.
Though I would like to do a write-in campaign for them to make Kraven the Hunter as one of their newest villains in a movie. Because I think that George Clooney needs to play. I think George Clooney should play him.
I saw that would be quite the casting. That'd be fun. I mean, got Michael Keaton in as Vulture. So, I mean,
I thought Michael Keaton did a badass job.
That the Vulture was a great character.
Oh yeah.
I was really bummed though when they teased us with the Rhino at the end of the one movie, and then they switched it all. And it's like, son of a bitch, I wanted to see the Rhino. I love the Rhino.
It's Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, I did like the dude from Wings portrayal as Sandman, but Topher Grace is Venom.
Gosh, that was awful.
What a turd.
Why the fuck was Spider-Man dancing? You don't dance in a comic book.
Emo Spider-Man.
Oh, just the fucking worst.
Yeah, that was Peter woman beater. We don't talk about that one.
We don't talk about
it. I like the fact, too, though, on yours, though, a lot of people I know are, they're Marvel heavy, that Marvel's the be-all, end-all, where you bounce back and forth and go through a different couple titles. You go through you did some DC stuff. You did some, and I like it that you're not so picky that you're not brand specific, so to speak.
Yeah, I try and do as much as I can. One group that's doing a really good job lately has been the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They started a comic book, and it's just been really good. I'm not sure if you guys, I might be a little bit after your time, but I grew up on that stuff. So seeing a comic book where they could do.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers fan.
No, if you go to a convention, you see that fucking Green Ranger at every one of them. I swear to God, he's like quintuplets because he hits them all. And you know what kills me is he still has a line at every one. It's like you're at every fucking convention. How can you still have a line? I've been seeing you for 5 years now.
I mean, the dude just said, and he would just kick stuff in the air. He was just such a hit with kids. I mean, it was just everything a kid wanted to be. It was just a super fighting ninja dude just screaming and kicking people, and it wasn't necessary.
When they were popular, though, all those kids now have legitimate jobs, yeah. So they have money.
Like say, do you want fries with that? And they will. They'll give you those fucking fries.
No,
they
past that stage. Will. Those fans are right around 33, 34 now.
All right, Eli. Hey, buddy, why don't you light us up with a story? What do you got?
Oh, man, dude, I've got a bunch of them. Let's do a game. All right, we'll do some numbers here. They got 1, 2, or 3.
Oh.
So you guys pick a number, and whichever one will be a story.
3.
3 it is.
3?
Yes.
All right, that one was the catwalk story.
The catwalk.
So you pick.
It's all about the cats with you.
I'm in.
Actually, 3 was the only one about the cat.
Hey, did you see the picture of my buddy's dog's ass?
I did. That was awesome. I couldn't see the cat in it, though. But
you couldn't see the ears?
It was just somewhere there. The point was that you're supposed to.
The ears and everything? Where's my phone?
I don't know. I wasn't sure if it was just a point to make you stare at the dog's butt for too long, so I kind of just stopped.
Yeah, it's like that. If you look at it long enough, you see a schooner.
Yeah. No, this dog has a cat on its ass, I'm telling you. Give me just a second. I will find it. Because it looked like a bobcat, actually.
A bobcat.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a bobcat, like the shape of a bobcat.
Well, anyway, why don't you start your story while Ma's looking at dogs' asses?
I'm just getting a little sip of some beer here, and then, all right, story time.
Hey, my buddy Cliff Tracy's watching.
This was, around the beginning of the time I got the little.
Okay, saying hi, Ma.
Shout out, done. All right, this is, right around the time I first got Blizzard the Wizard. That's her name, if we haven't established that yet. She does accept Blizzard, but her full name is Blizzard the Wizard. But this is, right around the time I first got her. And we really do have, a big daddy sort of dynamic where, I'm like a piece of crap who can barely take care of himself, and all of a sudden, I've got this whole, other life I'm looking after. She's biologically not mine, but I love her like she's mine.
Well, sure.
So that's just a little backstory about us and just kind of our whole thing. But yeah, so at the time I was with a girl, and we were in my room. We were.
Tell me you don't see a cat's ass.
Down dirty.
Cats on that cat on that ass. Just tell me. That's.
I think it's a stretch.
Actually, with your thing, when you look at it backwards, it's orange. The face is orange, and the rest of the body's black.
Yeah, it's got just an ears and a
I'm seeing it from my phone through your phone.
You guys can type in, do you see a cat on this dog's ass?
Well, anyway, let's talk about the cat saving.
All right,
it makes sense.
Do the catwalk.
All right, the girl and I were in my bedroom. We were, about to have some fun. And my cat kind of jumps on the bed. She's new to this world. She's like, what's going on over here?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? So the girl's obviously pissed. She's like, no, get this cat out of here. Close the door, lock the door. She can't come in. I want you for myself. And she wasn't very happy about that. She did that thing where the cat's kind of put their paw underneath.
She doesn't realize that the cat's going to scratch at the door and meow for at least an hour and a half.
I guess she didn't think about that. She also did the cute thing where they put their paw underneath the door.
Oh, yeah. See,
and, I mean, obviously, like, I couldn't stay hard with all that going on, so we stopped. And she left crying.
And the award for best story ever.
She stayed with me for a couple months afterwards, which I don't understand why. Because
I mean, she's a goddamn trooper, like, that's why.
Yeah.
The cat won. I mean, the she found out, you know, the best pussy there wasn't hers, it was my cat.
And the cats know that they won.
She tried to make it work.
The cats know that they won.
Well, yeah, cats know.
She owns. The
oh,
cat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Blizzard now owns that woman.
Hey, Sean McCoy.
Probably, but
that's
yeah, she's
awesome.
My little buddy.
That is awesome. So you didn't get any because the cat was swiping underneath the door.
Right. Yeah, she was.
I got to tell you, I would have endeavored to persevere. This is why I'm a dog guy.
Well, you're a young, handsome man, yeah. So there are other fish in the sea, despite, you know, you're handsome enough that it'll overcome the comic book thing.
You know, socially awkward, cat-loving comic book reading dudes, just, there is the market for it's not what it used to be.
Yeah. You want to come to back to my place?
Believe me.
I have a cat.
I know a guy who hits all those requirements, and he's not near as good looking as you, and he gets just as – he doesn't get any sex, Dan Menem. I'll leave that in there.
Hello, Jay.
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
That's how I hurt my ribs.
Oh, nice.
But no, I got a buddy who's like obsessed over Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Tracy Kohler said the pussy stopped him from getting pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, just she's.
Oh, hey, have you seen?
She's just right here. She's a good little cat.
Aw.
Love my wife. I love comic books.
So.
She's shooting slowly down.
What a cute little baby. So how come you don't only have one cat?
I mean. I felt like you have one cat 100%. You can't. Give 100% to more than one thing. At your best, you're giving 50% to two things, so rather just give 100 to one great cat.
I have two cats.
I can barely...
I got two cats, and what you find out is they divvy up, and one will go with one, and one will go with the other. So the one... we
does
adopted the
double
one.
Your chances for common affection.
Welcome to the first episode of Cat Talk.
Cats just want to be left alone.
Today we have Blizzard the Wizard and Eli and Jay.
Yeah, you know what? They only really want about 10 minutes of affection a day. And that's on their time. And the rest
it's always
want...
like the most inconvenient time for you.
Yes. Usually during
sex. Which is
the
best part about it. Always...
Usually when you're having sex, that's when
you can... going on.
See, now the key is...
We should definitely call it my worst pattern.
Sean McCoy said the love of comic books shouldn't slow you down. His wife asked...
No, this isn't like a love, help, oh, pity me party. We're having a good... That was like many, many moons ago.
Oh, okay.
So now that you have you're on your own and stuff, do you have a two bedroom with one bedroom filled with comic books?
No, I started doing it digitally, which I feel like might not be a good idea because at some point, whenever something happens, like the if it's like the Terminator sort of thing happens, I'll be screwed. I won't have my comic books anymore. So I probably should invest in like the hard copy stuff or what's the word post apocalyptic scenarios.
Yeah, but. Everyone else will be going for canned goods, and you'll be going for, like, Blade number one.
Priorities, man. You gotta have
priorities.
Your priorities.
There you go. All right, let's go with, story dose. Let's go in reverse succession here.
All right, that was the one I was a little bit nervous about telling, because that one...
Do you want to start with one there? Right, let's go with one.
Yeah,
because
if you're nervous,
that's the one we want to hear.
Yeah, that's
the showstopper.
Yeah, that's the...
All right, one was from, like, middle school. So, fun fact, I'm Jewish, and I went to a Jewish middle school. That's just...
He's
so
circumcised,
like,
I bet.
It's like Jewish children. Huh?
He's circumcised, I bet.
Aren't you in Alabama?
Yeah.
Alabama. He's an Alabama Jew.
I didn't think that they even allowed Jews in Alabama.
That's not right for Alabama.
Yeah, I just moved here in July. I'm pretty sure I'm the first
Jew. Oh, you're new
Jewish
to Alabama. Do they know you're a Jew yet?
Did you by chance live in Orlando and did a girl steal your Christmas tree?
Willis Harrisburg.
No,
but they were in Orlando.
Oh, they were in Orlando.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
We had a story with that. So a girl stole a Christmas tree
from a Jewish guy.
From a Jewish guy.
I've never celebrated Christmas actually.
Well, so yeah, neither. But he's real pissed they took the tree.
Let me tell you. Because he had always wanted to wake up to a Christmas tree. Wah, wah. Your cat will love the tree, though.
Yeah.
Little fun tip.
That's what I was just thinking. I should get one just so she can jump around on it.
They'll fuck up Hey, Red Hall from Trust.
Duct tape. Man Brain Trust.
Man Brain Trust.
Duct tape it to the floor. And so that way she won't keep knocking it over. Trust me on this one.
I saw a video on Facebook today. It was like, make a cat fortress with all these like boxes. So that might be a weekend project, right? Just buy a bunch of boxes and
Brain
build like
grows.
A boat. Like a fort for her.
There it is. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, back to story number one. This was in middle school. It was 8th grade science fair. I was kind of with, like, the dumb people who weren't doing anything during the science fair. All, like, the smart people were setting up the gym. So we're just sitting in the library, and one of the kids is like, I gotta take a poop. Someone give me an encyclopedia. So he just goes and takes a corner and poops in the encyclopedia. And
what?
He puts it back in there.
He poops in the encyclopedia.
Please tell me he did it. You gave him the pee encyclopedia. Did you have the foresight to give him the pee?
He was like next to Leprechaun.
And do you know what that guy's doing today?
Prison.
Prison. Or nothing.
You know what, though? Odds are nobody has looked in that encyclopedia since then.
They did get fries with that. I'm telling you.
Like the whole library smelled afterwards, and
he's with
like after the fact, the principal like, I wondered why it smelled. I guess that makes all the sense now.
Well, why does the library
we tried
smell
to rescue
so?
It during the science fair, we all smells like poop. That's so fun.
Is it me or does this library smell like shit?
What a shitty thing to do.
Oh, there it is.
Holy cow!
Well, we tried to retrieve it during the science fair. We snuck into the library and we got it.
Yeah.
And it was like five of us. We all were in the bathroom. We were all just standing in front of the poop, and we're trying to like pick it up out of the encyclopedia.
Oh,
and each
no.
one of us would go, trying to tell me all to go, like, we all tried to do it. So.
I would bet all the money I have on me right now that Einstein never pooped in an encyclopedia.
And this is the guy who refuted the theory of relativity. I don't think he was good Will Hunting.
We got caught eventually.
Oh, did you? How do you explain that to your parents?
How was your day, honey?
Well,
he didn't have to.
Mom, don't be mad, okay?
Mom, I got suspended for a week. What did you do? I brought a gun to school.
No, too soon. No, out of bounds.
He had to go see like a psychiatrist afterwards. They made him get a psyche eval just to make sure he wasn't completely crazy.
Is that right?
And from what he said, one of the therapists asked him, like, did you think about putting a piece of cheese on it to kind of help the smell? Like, he might have been lying about that part to be funny, but that'd be weird if his therapist asked him why didn't put cheese on a poop.
Why did you do that?
I don't see how that would help the smell.
They were in middle school. They don't...
Yeah, we weren't very bright back then. I'm still not very bright right now if you haven't.
You're in a fucking library. Who's got cheese?
All right, let's go for the uncomfortable one. Ladies and gentlemen, in succession, story number two.
Well, if I legally say it was my friend,
yes.
The FBI's listening. Then it's like, oh, it wasn't him, so he's fine. Is that how that whole thing
Your friend
goes?
Abdul.
Yeah.
If I had to say, oh, it's my friend, did it?
Ahmed. It's pronounced Ahmed. Not Ahmed. Ahmed.
Can I feel like, so, like I'm 99% sure this one was like an act of terrorism. I just can't confirm it because I feel like if I Google it.
Well, you weren't there, so you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. No, this is secondhand. What you heard.
This is secondhand story, so you don't know.
Huh?
This is a secondhand story, so you don't know.
Exactly. You cannot confirm or deny right. that this is what you heard.
Right.
You can confirm you heard
right.
it, but
it was
you...
a friend of mine.
All right.
Yeah, it was a buddy of mine.
That your friend told you about.
Right, from their personal experience.
Exactly.
His name is...
So from what my friend told me, who was not named Eli Sirota, it was most certainly not Eli.
I believe it was Mark Williams.
It was not Mark Williams.
So what happened here was, this was back when my friend was in college, and he
Mr.
was...
Mr. Holliday!
He was out, you know, he was underage, he had a fake ID, and he went out to a bar at night. He got done, he smoked a little bit, you know, also not, you know, legal stuff. Not the bad, bad one, but those were
catnip.
Some things he was doing, and he had to go on a flight the next morning. And as he was going to the airport, he realized he forgot to switch his IDs. So he had his fake ID, didn't have his real ID as he was going to the airport.
Oh.
And he used his fake ID to get on the airplane.
No.
And it worked.
Really?
Oh, this has been a while ago, folks.
Homeland Security. I guarantee it was after 9/11.
My ID chief.
What's that?
Yeah, so I mean, those were some really good fake IDs back in the day. Like, that was only like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
There were some legit fake IDs back then. They knew how to bar scan. It was like from China. It was like one of the legit ones.
Oh.
Not one of like the cheap ones.
You know, that's really some dedication.
You know,
to,
I don't like
drinking.
Those American fake IDs. They don't put near the perseverance into it like the Chinese do.
Did he then?
They're legit ones come from overseas.
Did he then try to rig an election?
Outsourcing our fucking fake IDs.
He took our jobs.
I'm pretty sure like, that is a like that's like fake, you know, identity fraud, right? That
right.
is like a crime. I'm not just.
Well,
on Facebook.
I don't think it's an act of terrorism. I just think it's a dumbass that used a fake ID to get on a plane.
So, yeah, all right, so we're good then. No government's going to come questioning the My Worst Holiday.
No, no.
You guys are good.
How great would it be if someone knocked on the door?
Oh, that would
right
be
there?
Awesome. What do you know about this?
If someone knocks on your door and they're in black suits, please leave your phone on.
Come here and listen to my podcast. That's all I fucking got. I just...
I would never think to outsource a fake ID to China.
Neither
would
I. That's the first time I've ever heard anything like that.
Yeah. I did not. I was not aware that you could get a fake ID in China.
Well,
I feel like that's where I did it. Pretty sure. Like, it was one of the Asia countries.
I'm at the age now, though. If I want a fake ID, I want to say
I'm
35.
I can't even say, like, I would go to, like where were they? Where was the alleged person going?
Oh, he was going to New Orleans.
Oh,
Florida.
Okay. For some reason, I had it in my head that he was going out of country, you know, or something.
Yeah.
But
he's going to D.C.
Going to D.C.? That's out of country.
They probably looked at it and said, how much bigger a mess could he make of New Orleans? I mean, they still got a place there where the police tell you,
what's
don't
he
gonna go.
What's he going to do, make it smell bad?
They have a place there still after the hurricane and all that stuff where the police say, don't go there.
Don't go there.
That's bad news. Please, come to America's Beirut.
Is that near the French Quarter?
I do remember the street name for my fake ID was Oriental Street, which is a real street in Maryland, just because I've always been fascinated by like, Asian culture. So my friend's like, oh, I live in Maryland. There's an Oriental Street. Yes, that's got to be my street. So it's pretty obvious it was a fake.
Was the name
Some
on it
people
McLovin?
Have really dumb address. It's like... Ooh.
Yeah, was the name on it McLovin?
That was not one name.
Oh, I think I'm going to call this episode the Montgomery Jew, though. I think that's
We've already made a Jew reference.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we did make a Jew reference.
I think that we need to call it Einstein Never Pooped in an Encyclopedia.
Einstein Never Pooped in an Encyclopedia. That's a pretty good name for it, too.
Well, there's no facts about that. I mean, wasn't he did some goofy stuff. He might have pooped in an encyclopedia once, test some gravity.
You know, man.
I just about told a story that I'm not going to tell. Yeah. Hey, you know what I did once?
You know, it's true, though, because, I mean, the smarter you are, the closer to insanity you are. Mm. When my aunt was little...
There is a very thin line between the two of those.
When my aunt was little, at one point, she farted in a canning jar and put the lid on it.
Yeah?
Fun fact. When you put a lid on a canning jar,
yeah,
it will seal it so that when you open said canning jar, say a couple months later,
yeah,
the fart is preserved.
Oh, how long did she keep it closed for?
From the sounds of, because my mom tells the story, a couple months.
A couple months.
Man, did the jar get like brown and stuff, or did it
just
stay
fart in a bottle, baby?
I don't know. I don't know. My aunt has passed away, so I can't bring her on to confirm
my
that.
Fart in a bottle.
Yeah.
You need to have your mom on to tell that story on this. I need the whole story. I need the whole story of this.
See, now my mom,
I think it's pretty cut and dry, Eli. It's. She took a jar, she farted in it, and put on a lid.
My mom has a love-hate relationship with this podcast because she does not like the fact that every once in a while we may talk about catnip and whatnot. But she pretty much supports whatever I do.
And swirl them.
No, she's okay, pretty much, you don't like, my mom don't really care for the drug references. Monday I took her up to the airport, and she didn't want to really talk about the whole... when we were talking about weed the one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
That one time we've had...
But you know what's funny is her friend talks... loves the podcast. I have to show her how to get it.
Yeah?
She and they're both over 70. And she's like, I think it's hilarious. In fact, they went to Vegas, and she was on a speakerphone. I'm like, Pat, did you go to a dispensary? Make your own stories.
There you go.
Eat cookies.
So do you ever talk to you've been on with us with Steve and Steve Kaminsky and who did we just have on? Matt
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks.
He has the Sheshcast.
Sheshcast, that's right, yeah. Those are two big smokers.
I'm actually wearing a Baked and Awake shirt right now.
Oh, you are wearing a Baked and Awake shirt.
Like a Blizzard the Wizard picture, and he put it on. It's Blizzard the Wizard on it. I've got like a design of her, and I put it on, and he's put it on his store for a little bit.
Nice!
We need t-shirts.
So we do need t-shirts. We're going to have to get t-shirts. I think I'm going to call it, I'm the, like, it says I'm the worst on it, maybe?
We'll figure something
out. Yeah, I like that. I like that line. So
I don't know, but I just talked to my son. My son is went to school for applied science, and he got his degree. And so he's been making logos for me and flyers for my son, which he made a great flyer for my son, and my son wouldn't put it up.
Ugh.
But it's awesome.
Well,
my son's a
in
DJ.
Your logo, who are the two people in it? Are they you guys, or is one of you and one someone else?
No, the logo that I have up, I don't know. I have one.
Some shitty internet
it's a,
logo.
It's a, I can't. we'll talk. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about my logo after we get off of...
Oh, man, that's not a story for the podcast?
No, I can't because...
Because he still works with the gentleman who designed it.
Who designed it, yeah.
I do not anymore.
but I just
won't out of respect for young Mr. Holiday.
It's a
I
design that he made. And,
allegedly, but you go on the internet and it's fucking
it's,
everywhere.
It's name.
It's not like he's listening.
It's a click and paste. It's a copy and paste.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. Fuck him. I won't give his name, but you all know who I'm talking about. Who
No.
Fuck
him. I'm going to have to cut all this out because no, I can't. It's going to mix up with my job, so I can't do that. Oh, fuck. So, anyway, the first one was a completely plagiarized. I think it was from it was a cartoon show that was on. And I replaced it with this one, and still sometimes the... damn it. So if you look on Facebook, that one's on there. The one that comes from a cartoon that used to be on. I think it's For Better or Worse or...
The two people yelling at each other?
Yeah. And then I've got another one that's on iTunes as two people yelling at each other as well.
This is our next idea.
So this is... over there you go.
There we go.
Christmas tree?
Yeah, nice. See the kids staring at it, see it on fire. That's
that was designed by my son.
His son designed that one. I think we're gonna get.
There's a couple tweaks to it. We want more flames on the tree,
and I want the kids staring,
just sort of looking out at us with like a tear in his eye, like the
Indian. holding the bear in one hand by an arm. You know?
Like with a tear running down his cheek, like the Indian in those pollution commercials back in the day.
Oh man, that does sound like a really bad holiday.
Yeah, so I gotta tell you,
for your title.
I gotta tell you, I love that little promo that you did for me, though, man. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey,
I like trying to do those things. I try and make them awkward. They're weird. They're honest. They're true to what my podcast is. So I try and do something for other people. I did one for Art and Jacob. You know, that was a theme song that I don't know if you listened to it. They updated it and they made it so much better. But
that was your theme song
from Team America World Police.
That was your song? I've been listening to Jake and Art. I just listened to those guys. I'm in the middle of their latest podcast.
Team America. I'm
singing, and they do like the background stuff.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, it's like Team America World Police. It was their theme song, and I still kept the "So lick my butt" part from it, just because it's so random in that song. So I kept it in their song.
You know what was the favorite part of your podcast? Is you're like right in the middle of it and let out the biggest sneeze. You just sneezed in the middle of it and didn't cut it out.
Yeah,
I laughed hearing that. Like I laughed like a fool. Cause I'm like, man, that sounds like something we'd do.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. I have a lot of fun making my podcast. It's literally just me and my cat. You know, at some point during the day, I'll just look at her and I'm like, you ready to do a podcast? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, then let's do a podcast. And
I just picture you.
Buddy Adam Ize is watching.
I love Adam Ize.
You got to come on here, Adam.
Adam Ize is a funny human being. Yeah,
right. Fucking love you.
I just picture you reading comics to your cat. That's the image I have in my head. I picture you with like a smoking jacket and a pipe, and you're just reading it to Blizzard the Wizard.
I have done a couple of comics and cuddles on like Instagram Live sometimes, where I'll just be reading comics. She just comes, she sits on my chest. I try and, you know, sometimes I'll explain to her what's going on, and I'll share my thoughts, and she spits some tragic. Oh, I think this is going to happen. And I'm like, no, I think this is going to happen. We have a good time with it. She likes comic books. But she likes more of like the cat theme people. So she was really happy about Black Panther. She wants to see that when it's on DVD.
I do too.
You know, I worked in an electronics store for like 18 years, and I've got a couple systems in my house that are really good. So I find it hard to go to the movies and watch something where the audio is like half as good as what mine is at home.
Well, you're a dicky snob on a lot of stuff.
I am a dicky snob on a lot of stuff. So I'd rather watch it on my smaller TV than the screen, obviously, and hear just amazing fucking sound quality.
Not me. I want to go and see it on the big screen and eat popcorn because I've been working out and on a diet and stuff. So I just want to let go that day and eat popcorn and see big thing and have my feet stick to the floor and be in the dark. And that's just what I want to do. Yeah.
And that's where you're wrong. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play what Eli made for me here and see how you guys like it.
You gotta hit play.
Oh, shit. Where'd it go?
You gotta hit play.
I'm gonna hit play.
We sound like two old ladies. You gotta hit play!
I'm gonna hit play. Would you leave me alone?
So, are we gonna hear it as well, or just the people listening are gonna hear it?
Everybody's gonna hear it. If it plays. Oh.
You know you have a mic right in front of you. You could have held it up to
Yeah, I could have held it up to this one.
Instead of dicking around with it.
You dick around with it.
It's not in my phone.
Live from the room next to the room where my litter box is. It's my worst holiday. Woo! The show where we talk about things that during the moment might not have been funny, but looking back at it, you're like...
We don't doubt that your cat would be a better host than us.
I'm a wizard. I'm a magical cat. I'm
also a dude, you guys did such a good job with this show. I love what you guys do with this thing. It's really good.
Steven and I do the not-so-crazy podcast. I'm Blizzard the Wizard anyway, but today we're doing my worst holiday. Human, cat, can we do that? Live from the room next to the room.
We should just make this our real intro.
Worst holiday.
time we should make this. I love that. From the room next to my room where my litter box is. It's fucking genius.
I tried to remember what your opening
yeah,
was.
I get up once in a while, but what are you doing?
As best as she can get. That's those for those people who never heard of my podcast before this.
And the first time I heard it, because I listened to it about, I don't know, 10 times.
Yeah.
And the first time I heard it, I'm like, towards the end, I'm like, what the fuck's that cat saying?
Yeah.
And then, which is just funny in itself. And then, like, the second and third time, I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm listening to it, and then I'm like, oh, I realize I do understand what the cat's saying.
Yeah, that completely caught me off guard that when I got it, and you had I love that you got the cat in front of my logo.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, I had a hand-drawn picture of her that kind of digitally doodled it a little bit, but yeah, she is. It's hard to hear her sometimes. And I did like a whole episode that was just all of her stuff.
Yeah,
she's a wizard, so I sent her to like a Hogwarts for her cats, and that's just 80% her dialogue. So it's a struggle to hear. Like, I loved it, but it's almost like I don't think anyone will ever be able to understand what's going on.
And then I took a puff, and next thing you know, it all made sense.
It all made sense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you absolutely have to give this a listen. It's Blizzard the Wizard and Eli, the Not-So-Crazy Podcast. You definitely have to give that a listen. Adam, give that a fucking listen. Rhett, I'm sure you already do. So,
even if you don't care for comics. I mean, I don't keep up as much, obviously, as he does.
Let's just face it. 90% of the people who do podcasts read fucking comics. Okay,
so you know. No, I wouldn't say that, but what I like the fact is I think you're totally using...
There are a lot of comic book podcasts out there.
Oh. I like the fact that you totally use, like, your cat voice, the whole podcast. It's just a little bit different than your normal voice.
She's a major character.
Yeah, oh, do us a favor and sing the Blizzard the Wizard song.
Oh, you want her theme song?
Yeah.
Alright, we can give you her theme song.
Way to put him on the
spot. Cool, like a fucking blizzard. She's magic cool, like a fucking wizard. Her body is covered in fur. And when she's happy, she likes to purr. She's Blizzard the Wizard. Blizzard the Wizard. Blizzard the Wizard. The world's greatest cat. You cannot argue with that. Because we're talking Blizzard the Wizard. Doo doo doo.
I love the doo doo.
That's for the.
That's just awesome. Where can't describe just
actually play instruments all.
Now, CJ, this is what talent looks like.
Well, I'm not used to looking at talent.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thanks for classing up our podcast because this is what talent looks like.
Yeah, we have no skills. I mean, we talk to other podcasters and they're like, "You guys got a pretty good thing going." I'm like,
"We don't do anything."
Yeah, we come in and let you be the star and we make dumb comments that are funny to us. You know, and Ma drinks a lot.
And I drink a lot.
So, I mean, he laughs at everything.
I'm really good at laughing. That's what I'm good at.
Yeah, you're like the Ed McMahon of podcasts.
That's right, Johnny.
You guys are good at making other people laugh, too, though. You guys do a great job with this podcast. I'm a huge fan of it. I'm really glad that you guys asked me to come on. And I'm having a great time, so thank you guys.
We generally like hearing about other people, though.
Yeah.
We like hearing...
Well, that's the beauty of it.
And we don't see a woman falling down as a tragedy. We see it as hilarious. You got to see humor and stuff.
I mean, she smoked her fucking head right off that pipe. You should have seen it. Like,
hilarious.
The emergency room was definitely in line for this chick later because she wasn't getting up from that.
Hey, if they live through it, it's funny.
It is funny. If you lived, it's funny. And that's where comedy comes from, is great tragedy.
Hey, I got hit by a train. You don't see me boo-hooing about it.
I got hit by a car.
I got hit by a train, pussy.
Ooh, jeez. I think train beats car in that.
You know what? If I survive a plane crash, I got bingo.
You win.
I walked away from it. I didn't even go to the hospital.
Really?
Yeah. So don't
hit by a train?
Yeah. Well, my work truck did.
He got clipped. Let's not. It wasn't like a full lot. You're like,
how hard did the train hit you?
I'm not saying it did. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Let me tell you, when you're looking at, when you're looking down the barrel of a train, it's scary. But you can do physics like a motherfucker. I was on Einstein level figuring out how fast I had to go to not get hit by the train. And my calculations were only a little off.
Just a smidgen.
Yeah.
Just a smidgen off.
And if the truck wouldn't have hesitated when I jammed the gas down, I would have made it. Mm. I really think I would have. But it didn't.
Wait, you were in your car when that happened?
Work truck.
Oh, I thought you were just like walking down the street and there's like a train.
No, I'm not that stupid. Yeah. But I do.
Thank you for thinking of him that dumbly. So,
but you know what? I know a guy who was hit by a train. He was drunk walking down tracks.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he lost like a leg and an arm.
They call him Hobble now. Yeah. They call him Righty.
He's called the Hoblet. Of course, he also has $6 million in the bank now.
Well, it's hard for a train to avoid somebody. It's not like you can swerve.
You know what? I'd be pissed because the $6 million man got two legs and an arm and an eye for $6 million. If I got a settlement for $6 million, he don't got nothing. He got a house. What a ripoff. Steve Austin had all sorts of cool shit. Mm. That's a reference for you youngsters.
That was back in the day, too, money.
What's that?
I was going to say, money was, run a lot longer back in those days when the $6 million man happened. I mean, that was probably...
Oh, yeah. $6 million was $20 million then,
I need to do some research to find out what $6 million
Let's
was.
See how that converts. Anybody got a calculator from 1972?
I mean, that'd be a cool app. I don't know if anyone would actually use it. It's like, I wonder how much my money would be worth 30 years ago. And then you just put it in the app and it tells you.
Mm. We'll call that app useless.
How have they not made a $6 million man movie? Like an update. Well, I guess they would. They would ruin it, though, and they'd put the fucking rock in it.
Did you ever watch The Venture Brothers? It was on
a little bit, not too much, but I've seen a couple of episodes.
Oh, yeah, they did a Steve Austin Bigfoot episode, which was great, because near the end of the $6 million man, they started bringing Bigfoot in on it. It was back in the 70s, and Bigfoot was really huge back then.
They just, Dr. History. There's a podcast called Dr. History. It's like a half hour of, like, Old West and stuff like that. Super interesting, and he just did he did it a while ago. There was really a man named Bigfoot. He was an Indian. Out around Idaho and stuff.
How'd
like
he get
that.
His name?
Ha. He was his other name was Squaw Splitter, so you tell me.
Squaw Splitter. That's pretty solid. Bigfoot and Squaw Splitter.
Had worse luck than McLovin trying to go and get beer. They'd be like, oh, this has got to be a fake. There's no way your name's actually Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You would never be able to buy alcohol.
Or a Squaw Splitter.
and I listened to your podcast before Mr. Holiday told me your real name, so we were looking you up to add you on Facebook. And Mark told me your real name, you had like three or four different selections with that name, oddly enough. There's like an Elijah and whatever. And the first
choice. That sounds Jewish.
Yeah, the first choice was you. And we told you this before you came on. But I'm looking, I'm like, well, it can't be this guy because he's got a legitimate job. We won't say what your legitimate job is, but this guy has like a legitimate job.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm like, oh, wait a second.
You're welcome for not ruining you.
Wait a second. He's got a picture of him with a cat. It is this guy.
It is this guy.
Yeah, she's everywhere in my stuff. I always do cat or day posts. I have like a whole photo shoot of her that I just go through. So like my whole Instagram is just pictures of her.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yes. I have the same Instagram with different cats. All my pictures are and posts are pretty much about working out or cats. And I'm like,
I've got a picture of me with my fingers under Jay's nose like this.
Yeah. And me going.
So, all right, man. Well, hey, here's your platform. Pump yourself.
say everything you want to say about your podcast, who you are, where they can find it, where they can give you money from, everything.
All right, well, yeah, my podcast is the Not So Crazy Podcast of Blizzard, the Wizard, and Eli. I think Twitter's at Blizzard_Eli. I'm pretty sure that is
because it's fucked up and Twitter's...
I should know that stuff. Instagram, we do some fun stuff on there. I'm going to be posting something pretty soon I've been working on that I personally love, and hopefully people are going to like it. I think I watch and I crack myself up every time. I don't need money for this thing. My operation doesn't have money. If you want to give some money, though, it's National Eating Disorder Association Week next week, so go on NIDA.com, give them some money, and, you know, look and see if there's events going on around, you know. Definitely get involved with that stuff. Give them your money. Don't give me your money. I don't need your money for what I do, so...
Or your local shelter.
Give it to something good.
Oh. That means send the money to My Worst Holiday at Patreon. Yeah. And, yeah. He may not want it, but I'm a whore. So.
But we don't have eating disorders.
We don't. No. Do not.
No, we don't.
Nope. I got proof.
I like donuts.
No, but give to you want to give to eating disorder charities?
The National Eating Disorder Association. Yeah, that's the main group that just tries to raise awareness for eating disorders, and it's Eating Disorder Awareness Week next week. So definitely,
awesome.
That'd be a good time to give
awesome.
Some money
look
to
them up. Look them up and donate shovels. In the name of Blizzard the Wizard and Eli.
If you send us a link, we will be happy to put that on our pages and stuff like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, yeah, I can find that. I'll send it to you guys.
We could probably look it up, but we're pretty
that'd
lazy.
Be awesome.
We
suck.
Mention that we don't do much work on here?
Not much at all.
No. You send us links, we'll send the shit out of them.
Well, like Blake, I'm going to have Blake from Noise Pollution Podcast on. He was I watched one of his live things. He's like, "Oh, Mr. Holiday's with us. This is where you tell him a story and he makes fun of you for a half hour."
About thunder up. Listen here, Blake. It's about an hour.
It's about an hour. There you go, Blake.
Don't be selling us short, Blake.
Selling us fucking short.
Yeah. We make dick jokes too, mister.
Well, at least we gave him a plug. He's got podcast Noise Pollution Podcast.
Yeah, this is a good podcast, folks.
Yep.
It is. It's a good one. He's a fellow PA dude. I'm from PA as well, so I helped him with his new logo, and I think it came out really well. It's a little zombie dude.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, you did that too? Microphone. You're all over the fucking joint. Who else have you done stuff for?
You were a Renaissance man.
Yeah, give us a rundown. Like, you've done something for me. That promo was fucking amazing. Okay, so you was part of Jake and Art's Do America. You did their theme song. And you did...
Which they edited and made it so much better. Like, there's one part in it that it cracks me up because for the longest time, I didn't think there's actually a human being named Art. So when I'm like, I don't think his name's Art, I think it's short for Arthur. He's like, I think it's short for Arthur. He's like, no, it's not. My name is Arthur. He says that in the theme song.
Oh, okay.
It just cracks me up every time. Like, they're at addition. There's some meows hidden in there. If you listen closely, they'd be like, meow, meow, meow. Because they know I love cats. So they did a great job with that song.
Now I have to...
I'm giving you all the secrets here. I'm giving you that...
My son's a DJ. My other son's a DJ. He's a really good DJ. In fact, he's just talking to his producer. And he's going to do, like, some opening music for us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's about to...
Yeah, so now I have to talk him into putting, like, Chloe meowing.
Yes, Brian Scott says, greetings from the Middle East brothers. Okay. Hey, Brian.
I've been trying to see when this... God damn it.
And you did the logo for Noise Pollution.
Yeah, I did a promo for Man Brand. I know you've done some stuff with them. I did a little.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what. Dave Chappie is phenomenal. You get in bed with this guy.
Dave has funded us. Yeah. All dollar of it.
Yeah. He's phenomenal. He cares about other podcasters. He's great. Man Brand podcast is something different. I mean, just something different, and I love to collab with those guys anytime. They are funny. If you haven't heard, what is it? Weinstein cleans it. Louis cranks it or yanks it, and Lauer locks it by Man Brand. Listen to that. It's one of the ones that I was on, and it was It was a fucking scream. Those guys did role plays and everything. They were just great.
I missed that day.
Yeah. Well, they invited me on. I was on theirs.
Yeah, I was supposed to be here.
Oh, he was. Okay.
I was, and I was just going through some stuff. That was like beginning of the divorce, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, yeah, those guys are great.
Dave's a part of my whole comic or podcast universe. I did an episode a little bit because I'm an Australian character, Australian Eli. All the people are Eli's. Those people who listen, it's all Eli's and Blizzards. It's
right.
They're all just different Eli's and Blizzards. They all Black have their Blizzard. Own shenanigans.
Yeah, Black Blizzard.
One of them, you know. We got Fat Blizzard the Wizard. She just goes, hurry, hurry, hurry.
And Scooby Jew, what the fuck? Well, at least now I know you're Jewish, and I'm like, okay, that's okay then.
That was my nickname in college.
Because like I was like cringing. I'm like, did he say Scooby Jew?
Scooby Jew.
That's what he did too. He's like Scooby Jew.
He's like, damn, that's
mystery solving Jew, and then he turned into Judge Jew, and it's like a split personality. It's like a TV show. One is the law, one's yours. All in one Jewish man-child.
You are now my best friend.
Thank you.
We love Eli.
Yes, Eli is my new best friend.
But with the thingy with Chaffee, like he in the episode, he saved all of Australia by giving them a cure. But the side effect is everyone's belly buttons now does a thing like when you were a kid. You know, you push your belly button up and down and pretend it was talking. Oh. That sounds like David Chaffee, so every Australian in that universe has a Chaffee button.
No problems, Mark. It's good to hear from you. In Brisbane.
And then they just talk to their belly buttons, and it sounds like it's like, oh, what's up with me? It's David Chaffee. Hey, guys.
We need to have some of those people back on now that we've figured out how to have decent sound.
Oh, yeah, so absolutely. I struggled with my sound for, like, a long fucking time.
We suck.
It turned out, like, everything I was recording was going through my computer instead of through my microphones because I didn't turn off the microphone in the computer. So, like, when I talked, I was closer to the computer and I was just blowing it up, and then everybody else was off to the side, and it sounded like shit.
We're dumb.
Yeah, we're dumb. You know, well, in my first episode, if you ever listen to my first episode, I said, well, I'm going to try to get the sound thing down, and if you're one of those people who critique things, well, fuck you. Give me a year and we'll see where we are.
We still feel that way. We encourage people to go on and leave us reviews.
Yeah, if you don't like it either way, fuck yeah, I don't care.
And I don't read reviews because, you know.
We don't have any.
No, we have one.
Eli's our fan. Fun.
Yeah. there's a girl who does
one. I never wrote you guys a review?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I never did. I'm sorry about that. I thought I did.
There's a girl on here who does a one.
I think I had the last time I looked, I had like one. Like I've got like tons of subscribers. Like I probably got like 400 and some subscribers in the last 3 days or 4 days. Yeah. But like nobody leaves reviews on my iTunes. Yeah, you know, like nobody fucking nobody listens to my fucking reviews.
You know why I don't care about reviews is because there's a girl, Jessica Eckert. Does a great podcast, and she got a couple reviews and just shit all over it, and it shook her a little bit. And I don't mean to tell you personal business, but I'm going to. And it shook her a little bit, and she does a great podcast, and it's super interesting, and I'm still waiting for a fucking episode. And because she does, like...
Oh, she's had some, like, her little girl just broke her arm, her...
I don't care. excuses. Look, what's more... you can do the podcast while they're setting it. It takes a while at the hospital. Just saying. But anyway, she does a wonderful, and she does a lot of research, which we don't do, and she got some bad reviews, and it just sort of stopped her in her tracks for a little bit. And those people are idiots. You know, there's just people who want to get online and shit all over people. And you know what you people are? Fucking pricks. You know, you want to put a shitty you want to go somewhere and put a shitty review? Put it on ours, because you know what? We don't care.
We don't fucking care.
Nope, we don't. We're the first to admit that we're idiots and we're bad. And, you know, but we make some people laugh.
Oh, I'm liking your soapbox here. Yeah. Oh, you're getting on there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't give a fuck if you send us money either.
Yeah, like I get all these subscribers and shit like that, but like nobody leaves reviews on iTunes for me. Like nobody.
So all you people who look at Facebook Live, go and leave us some reviews and you know what? Be honest. If you think we suck and you honestly think we suck.
Hey, Steve Kaminsky finally followed us.
Glad
you made it, motherfucker.
It's about fucking time.
Where you been, bitch?
Yeah, I know where you've been.
he's been smoking anyway, something out of something.
If you really think
gonna
we suck,
your favorite you get?
If you What's honestly that? Think we suck, then say, hey, yeah. you guys suck. If we make, give you a chuckle now and then, I say that too.
Steve recently taught me how to smoke pot out of a cat's asshole. So.
That is it.
He's pretty funny.
So. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, and that's for everything. It,
I don't know that one.
Go on iTunes. Leave reviews for your favorite podcast. Or,
yep, absolutely.
You know, and be constructive. I mean, I don't mind if I'm telling you now, folks. If you tell us to do more research, not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
No, what are we gonna do? We're gonna, you know, the biggest research we do. I listened to his podcast because it's fucking great.
I pressed the camera button on Messenger. That's my research.
And we checked sound levels, and we're even getting better at that. We don't have to do that much. Yeah.
Semi-pro.
Or you know, like if it's someone famous enough, we'll like IMDb them or Google them or YouTube them.
By the way, big bump to Chick Chat. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Chick Chat today just
gave us a really nice
just gave us a huge bump. They were amazing.
They made it sound legitimate.
If you haven't watched Chick Chat, listen to Chick Chat. They're a fan. That's Patty Rossborough and Carrie Caravis. They were on our show. Patty's daughter, Molly, was on our show a couple weeks ago. She's phenomenal. That's the last one I just posted. And they gave us such a great plug today. And these guys are skilled, great comedians from New York who's worked with Sam Kinison, Rodney Dangerfield. I can't thank them enough. They are the two loveliest ladies ever, and they gave us one of the biggest bumps ever, and I fucking love you ladies.
And they're nothing but supportive, and we appreciate it.
So, check those guys out. Chick Chat. This latest one was phenomenal.
I'll have to. I know you share all their live video stuff. One of these days I gotta check those people out.
Oh, this last one, the guy that they had on there, I'm going to scratch, dig, peel, and fucking crawl to get this guy on our show. He was a fucking lunatic, and he was amazing. He was funny. He was horrible. Oh, he actually,
you know, I say the same stuff and you cringe.
He makes me cringe. He really makes me cringe, but I think he's somebody that I really want on my show.
Okay, so I'll love him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I will say stuff just to watch Mark the sweat break out on Mr. Holliday's brow. Because it's fun.
So anyway, you got us. You got yourself on Facebook. It's Lizard the Wizard.
We don't have Facebook. We just have Twitter and Instagram.
Remember we looked all over Facebook and then we found him for real.
Yeah, but you're on Messenger.
Well, yeah, under his real name, Ding Dong. We don't want to give his real name.
Okay.
He's got a legitimate job.
Okay.
That's why
Ding
we.
Dong.
That's why.
You fucking call me Ding Dong.
Yes, that's why Seshcast is Goldilocks, and we're not going to give his new name anymore, even though I did give his real name. But who the fuck's really going to know?
Yeah.
No one. Nobody listens to us in Ohio.
Our fan.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, I'm going to wrap this one up. And anything else to plug while you're here?
Before you do, hold on. I just want to give a round of applause to anyone who made it to the end of this episode. You guys, I mean,
they're troopers.
This one was probably a struggle, but you guys made it.
Oh, no, you were great.
You're fantastic.
You were like one of the most nervous people coming on. I mean, we could just see the nerves in your face.
He wasn't nervous.
You know?
Look at him. He's a fucking pillar. He's a pillar. I tell you, he's a fucking pillar. The guy's a fucking pillar.
Shauna was super nervous, too.
Shauna was super fucking nervous. Yeah. So, all right. From a room. No, wait. You know what? You can find us at myworstholiday.com. You can contact me at myworstholiday@gmail.com. On Facebook, I'm MW.com. I'm MW Holiday. There you go. I can speak. On Instagram, I'm MW Holiday. And on Twitter, is My Worst Holiday. And from a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this has been My Worst Holiday.
Send boot pics.
Send boot pictures.